that's what you want, except for one thing. We need to win. So now we need to continue to grow, we need to improve, and we need to win.
Before we open up to questions real quickly, Dave mentioned that later on the team, 27 players tonight, 10 of them were freshmen, 7 freshmen played in the first 9 minutes of tonight's game. We'll open it up to questions.
Thanks.
Coach, talk about some of the positives with Greeley and with Rannigan and the future of hockey in Boston.
Well, I got 2 seniors sitting next to me. Who the sand in their hourglass is ticking away. And I'll answer your question, but I'd rather not talk about the future of Hopkins Lacrosse right now as much as I'd like to talk about the present and what we need to do to take the next step and get in the playoffs. But the freshmen came out and gave us a huge boost early. I think Greeley and Rannigan gave us the first two goals of the game, maybe the first 3.
Yep.
The first 3 goals of the game. Maryland made it clear in their comments that they were going to come out and they were going to go after our freshmen. And we talked all week about them standing tall. And we said we had to do 2 things today. We had to stand up for ourselves, which we absolutely positively did, physically, emotionally, in terms of intensity. And we had to win the ground balls. And we didn't do that. And, you know, that's one of the differences in the game. But the future is very bright with those guys. But right now, my concern is where we go tonight and where we go on Monday's practice.
Kind of go off that freshman starting off the scoring, but then your 2 seniors here finish off the scoring. You know, what does that mean to you, their leadership and stepping up to put the game on their shoulders that way?
Well, I think these guys need to carry a heavy load, but I don't think they need to feel like they have to do everything. And I think that's something that we've struggled with a little bit throughout the season is Michael later and Steven later. I thought they were both doing a wonderful job early on. And as the schedule became a little bit more difficult and the games were increasingly challenging, I think both felt like they had to do something every time down the floor. And that's not the case. What they need to do is they need to lead by example and make the simple plays. They need to play harder than any other guys on the team because they are senior leaders. They need to set their standard that way. And if they do that and they just let the game come to them, good things will happen as they did periods and times tonight.
For Michael and Steve Petro mentioning standing up for yourselves, kind of go into how that was kind of addressed here in the last week and how you feel like you guys had that manifest itself in today's game.
We heard some Maryland comments that, you know, we know we're a young team and, you know, they wanted to come out and kind of bully us. And, you know, we started off right from the get-go with Coach on Monday. And, you know, we weren't going to come out and we weren't going to get bullied. So we just wanted to come out and, you know, show our toughness. And, you know, I think our freshmen did that right away. They scored a couple goals early on. Offensively, we let a little execution in the second and third quarters, I think. And I think, you know, we let this one slip away.
Coach, it seemed in the first half you really did better when you were playing even than when you had a man up. What was lacking on that man up offense?
It's been a frustration for us since we ended the first quarter of the season. We started off real well on extra man, and I think a big part of it comes to back to guys feeling like they have to make plays. It certainly doesn't help when you lose your leading scorer from a year ago. But we played early on without him, so that shouldn't be an issue. I think it's a matter of simple execution and making good, simple decisions and not feeling like you've got to throw the look-away pass or you have to do something fancy. That's not us. Right now, that can't be us. Right now, us has to be simple, sound, fundamental discipline. And, you know, we haven't been that. And on the other end, you can't be man down. We were man down 4 times, but we were 2 men down. You know, you can't do that to one of the top 2 or 3 extra mans in the country. And, you know, you look at the game and we get a penalty and unsportsmanlike. We give up 2 goals and we lose 3 faceoffs during that period because of a lack of discipline. You know, now whether it was directed in a certain way or not, doesn't matter. The call was made. And, you know, we didn't get the job done there. So it's been a bone of contention with us for a little while. Our special teams needs to improve in the next 3 games if we want to make a run at this. And I can tell you, we're going to make a run at this. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. We're going to do everything we can to make a run at this. This isn't over yet.
Dave, to kind of build up what you just mentioned, I was going to ask about the unsportsmanlike at the end of the quarter and just how this season has gone, where you have things, some things going well and you get something like that.
Our margin for error is not what it's been in the past. In the past, we've been 60% facing off, 57, 58, 59, 60%. You know, in the past, we've been a veteran team. Now we're seeing teams that were younger are veterans now. I mean, we're playing against junior and senior laden teams all over the place. But you know me well enough, Patrick, I'm not going to sit up here and make excuses. I won't do it, and I won't do it for these guys. You know, we just, we're growing. And when you're so young, your mistakes are magnified. Our margin of error is not really very large. So when you make a mistake like that against a quality team like this, and I think this may not be Maryland's most talented team, but I think it might be their best team in terms of, I think the sum of the parts are not as great as the whole. The whole is pretty good. You just can't do that against this kind of team. And as we talked about in the locker room, I told them I'm proud of them, but we have to learn from what we did wrong tonight, when we made critical turnovers, when we get that, you know, penalty. We can't be undisciplined and make mistakes like that at those moments, because, you know, we just have difficulty right now fighting back. Whereas before, we were guaranteed 58% of the faceoffs. I thought our freshman goalie played terrific. Thought he stood tall against some great shooters. I thought we did a good job on Catalino. You know, he had two goals, but, you know, we made the right decisions. We made Mitty shoot the ball, you know, and we had the right game plan, the right effort, and then just our execution at times wasn't good enough. Well, you know, I'm not sure many people thought this would be a close game tonight. I can tell you that, not from what I've been told. Again, it was a one-goal game. I mean, we've won one-goal games in overtime against them. I think two of the last three have been that way. And last year, we win, you know, with a last-second save. It's a great rivalry. It's two teams that strive for championship caliber lacrosse. It's you know, two teams that I can't speak for them, but there is a level of respect that we have for their tradition and their competitiveness. And but I told someone this morning, when you play against a team that's local, sure, it's a rivalry. But rivalries really become big when they're close games, when you're playing for something meaningful. And these two teams have played meaningful games in championships and in playoffs, and I think that's added to the rivalry.
Michael, can you talk about, how would you characterize
you know, obviously we're, you know, not happy with the loss. But like Coach said, this thing's not over yet. We play the toughest schedule in the country, and, you know, I think we obviously have to win out now, but, you know, we just have to learn, like Coach said, from our mistakes. And the toughest part I think we need to work on is, you know, you see at the end of the game we have kind of a sense of urgency and we kind of chip away at that lead, but we kind of become lackadaisical, you know, throughout the second and third periods. And I think, you know, we got up and then we kind of, you know, hit a lull a little bit and let them back in the game. So I think we're really just, you know, trying to look to put together a 60-minute game. And, you know, obviously everyone's down right now, but, you know, as a captain and Steve as a senior leader, you know, we got to have our heads up and tell the guys, you know, this thing's not over yet, because, you know, they see us packing it in and it's going to be over.
We discussed that. We'll be ready to practice on Monday.
Yeah, Michael, Steven, you guys, you know, both played out outstanding careers up to this point. Sure, you're trying to finish out on a high note, but what will you guys do personally to kind of bring yourselves up to round this out and kind of inject that into the locker room?
I mean, like Coach said, I don't think we can force it. I think we got to let the game come to us. But I think it just starts in practice. We got to come out every day and practice this week. And I think we had a good good week of practice last week. So we got to we got to keep that going. We got to come out Monday, fired up, and Tuesday as well, and throughout the week. And we got to have our heads up. We got to be enthusiastic, and we just got to concentrate on the next game, and we just got to concentrate and get the next win. So we can maybe build a couple.
Do you think it'll be more of a physical thing or more of a mental aspect?
I think it's both. I think mentally, you have to be mentally tough. Obviously, we've dropped a few games, but I don't think we're out of this, like you said, and we just got to work hard.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Push your chairs in, guys.